Hello, everyone. Welcome back. Paula V here. I am so happy to share with you today, returning to chat with us, Michael Temez. Let me tell you a bit about Michael before we begin. Michael Temez is a certified holistic health coach who lost 105 pounds, lowered his blood pressure, and reverse sleep apnea and advanced gum disease. This was all accomplished without drugs or surgery. All of these experiences combined led Michael to discover his true passion in life. He is dedicated to guiding, empowering, and sharing the knowledge and wisdom he has acquired over the course of his lifetime. Drawing from this incredible health transformation, Michael published his award-winning book, Transformative Nutrition. His guidebook to healthy and balanced living is powerfully designed to create a permanent shift in the way we eat, think, feel, live, and love. I love it. And it's a fantastic book. We will be chatting about the book today, but we are going to have a lot of fun today chatting about Reiki and energy healing. Michael is also a Reiki master practitioner and teacher, so I am so thrilled to have him on the show today to discuss energy healing and the benefits and how powerful it is, because as you know, I'm a Reiki nut. I love it. So I would like to begin, Michael, just giving you a big welcome back. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much for having me back on the show. It's such a pleasure.
Oh, you're so welcome. I enjoyed you so much the first time. I just felt I really had to chat with you further because there was just so much for you to share. I'm just so thrilled.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited to talk today about Reiki and about energy healing and like how amazing it is and what it can do for us.
Oh, yes. It's so life-changing. Well, Michael, let's begin with having you share what brought you into becoming a Reiki practitioner and learning energy healing. Tell us about that.
It was more of a spiritual journey of just figuring out what worked and what didn't work and trying things out and seeing what resonates, keeping what made sense and what I connected with and putting aside what didn't. And throughout the course of several years, I dabbled in several different spiritual paths and different churches and different, you know, organizations, and none of it really resonated with me. And I just kind of really wanted to create my own path. And I started researching and learning about all different kinds of spiritual paths and modalities and everything, and I came across energy healing, particularly Reiki. So it really sounded very interesting to me, and the fact that it's the life force energy that, you know, that's from the universe, and that really clicked with me because, you know, we have so many people on the planet and so many different religions and different spiritual beliefs that it's individual. You know, I like to look at spirituality as a very intimate area of our life. You know, it's one of the areas that makes us who we are. It's our essence. You know, it's our connection to something greater. And knowing that, I really wanted to have something that I connected with that was greater. So I decided to enroll in a weekend intensive course to be attuned to Reiki 1 and 2. So I did that back in 2008, and I was attuned to that. And then a couple of years later, I took the master teacher training. So that was pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And then I practiced Reiki quite a bit on my family and friends, and I wanted to get deeper into it. So I started looking more into some of the other aspects of energy healing, and I became certified in a different energy healing practice called Kahuna Arch, which we can talk about later on. It's similar to Reiki, but it's different in its own aspect. I mean, it uses the same life force energy, the same chi, the same, you know, the same prana, but it's directly, you're taking it from the universe directly down into the client instead of filtering it through your crown chakra and out your hand chakras. And we can get into that a little bit later, but that's my journey into how I found Reiki and why I practice it now. And, you know, it's so powerful. It really is.
Oh, isn't it? It's just so life-changing. Oh, it's really is beyond words. For the listeners out there today who really aren't familiar with Reiki, please break that down a little bit for us. Share what you would say to someone that comes up to you and says, well, I've never heard of that. What is it?
It's basically our life essence. It's the force that makes us who and what we are. It's energy. It's just, it's something we really can't physically see or feel, but it exists in all of us. It exists in people. It exists in animals. It's a life force energy. It's basically what our essence is, where we come from, who we are. It's, in essence, it is the nature or the energy of God or consciousness, you know, whatever you believe in the mm-hmm. spiritual realm. It's everything and it's nothing at the same time. It's just an empty space that you can use and transmute into whatever you want to create. I mean, you can use the energy for healing. You could use it for manifestation. You could use it for creating things in your life. You know, it's just energy. Basically. Yeah. And that's my most basic mm-hmm. description of what I would call Reiki.
Oh, beautiful, Michael. Beautiful. So when you were a level one and two practitioner, you did a lot of practice on family, friends. Is that true?
Yeah, I was on fire for it when I first became attuned. And I was trying to, you know, just giving the love and the energy out to anybody who was open and willing to receive it. Because, you know, it's one thing to want to do an energy healing session on someone, but the person has to be open and willing to receive it. Otherwise, it's not going to be as effective as someone who maybe kind of not believe it or kind of have a skeptical opinion on it or think that maybe, you know, it's all hogwash. I find that people who are like, okay, I don't know anything about it, but I'm willing to, you know, give it a try. And a lot of the time when I worked with people that have had that, you know, that outlook on it, they're when I'm done with the session, they're like, wow, I feel so incredibly relaxed. I don't know what you did, but I just feel relaxed. And I saw colors and like, I saw, you know, I kind of almost escaped my body at some point. It was like, yay. Yeah, I mean, that's the kind of experience you have. I mean, some people that I've worked on said they had like shamanic journeying experiences. Mm-hmm. And some people said that they just felt incredibly calm and at peace. And some people went to sleep. You know, some people fell asleep.
Oh, and then, I love it. I love it. Yeah, I've had that happen.
I've had people that even said, well, I didn't feel anything, but I didn't feel anything physically or see anything, but I feel better, feel happier.
So, yeah. Oh, I love it, Michael. I love it. Any fun stories you'd like to share during those years?
One time I was giving a treatment to my dad. My dad he was always into the esoteric spiritual realms, and he's studied a lot of different philosophies and a lot of different religions. So he's very connected to the higher consciousness of our being. So he kind of gets the aspect of Reiki and what it is. So one time I was giving him a treatment. At the end, he was like, it felt like I was out of my body and in the yard, which is about 50 feet away from the bed that I was giving him the treatment on. And he said that he's never had an experience like that before. He said it was incredible. Like, he drifted out of his body and he was like hovering around in the yard. Oh. It was pretty interesting when he was sharing his experience of it. And I was like, that was the most dramatic experience that someone has shared with me that they've had when I've given them a Reiki session. So that was pretty cool.
Yes, yes. So when you became a level two practitioner, did you open up and offer Reiki to clients and people you didn't know at all?
Yeah, anybody who was like I said, open and willing to, you know, to give it a try. And I never really talked about it or brought it up unless it came up in a conversation or unless mm-hmm. someone mentioned it. Or I, you know, we were in a conversation about healing and health, then I would say, well, I practiced energy healing. And then, you know, most of the time people are like, what's that? What's energy healing? What's Reiki? Mm-hmm. And that's when, yes. you know, the conversation naturally flows. And then usually that's when it would, the interest would be, you know, generated there. Like, oh, I'd be willing to try that out, you know? So kind of organically come, you know, in conversation is when I usually brought it up. And that's when, you know, the person would be inclined to do a session with me.
Love it. Love it. Have you ever offered Reiki, given Reiki to animals?
I sometimes give it to my cats, which is pretty cool because they start purring and they seem to love it. So.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. I've always said cats are like Reiki magnets. I have two rescue cats, and one of them I'll be doing Reiki, and she'll get on my lap and lick my hands. It's so fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Cats and dogs, but cats, I think, are very much attuned to energy mm-hmm. because of the ancient lore behind them. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going back to like Egypt and the times of, you know, the pharaohs and how cats were there with the spiritual energy going on. So I think that they're very much in tune with the, you know, the universal energy that I was talking about earlier.
Yes. Yes. They are really so in tune to energy and open, aren't they? All animals.
All animals.
I've offered Reiki to deer on my property in Centralia, Washington. And one time I had a deer just lay down.
Wow.
Right there.
Wow.
It's so awesome. Fun, Michael.
It really is. It's a way to bring people awareness of their higher self. And when I do a Reiki session on someone, my intention is that the person really connects with their true potential and their highest self, like their highest good, their things that serve them the most are brought forward, and the things that don't serve them anymore are let go of. And I give, you know, I infuse that into the Reiki that I do, and I make sure that, you know, it's at the person's better, you know, interest, you know, not trying to force anything on anyone, just letting the energy flow and letting the person be able to really manifest what they want in their life, whether it's physical healing, whether it's manifesting a relationship, a job, you know, better finances, whatever it may be. That's what I intend when I do my sessions with people. I intend for healing on all levels, every area of the person's life.
Oh, Michael, that is beautiful. I love that.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh.
I think that's what every Reiki practitioner should intend for. I mean, because, yes. you know, as we learn when we do our training for Reiki, the energy flows where it's needed. So, and that's yes. not only physically, like if we have a pain in our leg, yeah, if we do Reiki on the person's heart chakra, yeah, it might actually go and heal the person's leg, but there might be something deeper going on underneath that leg pain that needs to be healed subconsciously, maybe mentally, emotionally going on that needs to be healed first before the physical pain is healed. So that's why I intend for the energy to address whatever is underneath the actual issues that we feel and experience, so we can have complete healing from the inside out, not just covering up our pain. You know what I mean?
Oh, Michael, that is so awesome. You are just awesome. Yes, I have that same mindset. It's just because the Reiki does know what's needed. Isn't that just so beautiful?
It really is. It's interesting. There's been times where I've been giving, I'm sure you have experienced this too, and any Reiki practitioner has experienced giving a session, and the person's like, well, you were working on my crown or my head area, and I feel my arm or my leg feels so much better, and I had pain, I didn't even realize, and it feels better there, or I'm more mobile or something.
Yes. It's just fun, isn't it? Oh my gosh, what we experience and what we see others experience,
it really is. Yeah. It's, I think it's something that everyone should should at least give it a try and see what you feel, because I mean, some people feel nothing, but you know, a lot of people do feel, have an experience of something. And what's awesome is that it is actually being practiced. Like, nurse practitioners in hospitals are now becoming Reiki certified practitioners, being attuned to Reiki to help their patients heal faster from surgeries and from procedures that are being done in hospitals. We're talking about allopathic hospitals now. This is some progress here. They're integrating energy healing into the allopathic approach. That's pretty incredible, I have to say.
Yes, it is. It is so exciting and so fantastic. Oh, well, everyone, gosh, I'm afraid we have to pop out for a break, but Michael and I will be right back. This is so fun, Michael.
Sure is.
Everyone, this is Paula Vail, founder of Wellness Inspired and host of the Why Am I So Happy show on BBS Radio. My passion is sharing the beautiful healing modality of Reiki with the world. I help you reach a new level of self-awareness and create a more confident and empowered version of yourself. Learn how Reiki will change your life. Go to wellnessinspired.com. When you live a life with love and compassion, you allow your blessings to manifest. Check out my Reiki training and Reiki practitioner mentoring program, and look for my soon-to-be-released ebook, Why Am I So Happy? At wellnessinspired.com and the paulavnetwork.com. Big hugs to everyone. Paula V. Everyone, welcome back. If you are just joining us, I am here today with Michael Temez, Reiki master, teacher, author. He's absolutely just amazing. I am enjoying this show so much. Michael has been sharing information about Reiki and his years as a level 1 and 2 Reiki practitioner. Michael, I would love to begin this segment with having you share with us what triggered you or prompted you to go to a higher level and become a master teacher.
I was attuned to 1 and 2 for a few years, and I wanted to, I'm always inquisitive, and I'm always wanting to take it to another level. So I wanted to master it. I wanted to know all about it. I wanted to know the top level of it. So I decided to do another weekend intensive to be attuned to, you know, the master teacher level. So I did that, and it was incredible because I felt like I had the full understanding of what energy healing really is, or, you know, the concept completely down. And it was cool that I was actually enabled through the attunement with the master level that I was able to, if I wanted to, share this knowledge and information with other people, being, you know, attuned as to a teacher level. So I found that very cool because I'm a health coach and I love sharing information that I've learned with people. I love educating people on how they can heal their body with, you know, with food and with mindful living and with energy healing. So it really added to my knowledge and my, you know, my understanding of the human body and our minds and emotions and our spirit and how it all interacts together. So it really just, it was an addition to my learning experience. I mean, the biggest lesson, the biggest teacher in my life has always been life itself. So I feel that it was one of the greatest lessons that I've learned in life, to understand how energy works and how to use it, how you can use it to heal. So that was the reason why I wanted to become master teacher certified.
Yeah. Now, Michael, with the fact that you're a health coach, I have to ask your thoughts on this. Myself, I really believe that as a Reiki practitioner, it's very important to also think, as you mentioned, of those other pieces. So I believe caring about our body, treating our body correctly, giving it the proper nutrition is very important as a Reiki practitioner. What is your thoughts on that?
Oh, it's very important. And it's one of the, you know, obviously the physical aspect of who we are is the food that we eat, you know, the nourishment that we partake in that gives us, sustains us, and gives us the energy we need to get through our day. That's a given. You know, we need that. We need the water and the food. But the underlying non-physical nutrition is just as important, if not more important, than the food and food we eat and the water we drink. And that underlying non-physical nutrition are things like our thoughts, our thinking patterns, yes, our emotions, how we feel, what we feel, you know, the way we live our life, our attitude, you know, all these things can be more important than the food that we're eating. Because if we're feeding our body poison through having a bad attitude about life, or having, you know, carrying grief or resentment or regret or hate or anger, these things can cause more health issues than having an unhealthy diet.
Yes.
And I see this a lot of the time with my clients that I health coach. And this is aside from my Reiki practice. I see this in the people I health coach. And when I make people aware of this understanding, then people really get present to, well, oh, I never thought that having toxic emotions or having bad feelings or holding on to this anger or guilt from the past can actually cause me to eat unhealthy or to, you know, to have this imbalance with food or with my body. It's very interesting when you correlate things together and look at our body, how it's meant to be looked at, and that's a holistic being. It's like our body is similar to a puzzle, and every piece is integral to that puzzle, and every piece is built specifically for that area of our life or that area of our being. You know, each piece can be like career, spirituality, the food we eat, the thoughts we think, the emotions we feel, all these areas, you know, are interconnected and make us whole and complete. And just addressing one area, like for example, just addressing our physical nutrition, if we're imbalanced in that, is not going to address what's going on underneath, why we eat the way we're eating, or if we want to lose weight, for example, what's going on, why we're holding on to the weight. From my experience personally, I held on to weight for several years, and it wasn't the actual physical weight that I was holding on to. It was the mental, the emotions and the mental stuff that I had from the past that was weighing me, like physically weighing me down in the present. And I like to get people, like explain that to people, because then that's when it's easy to understand that it's not always a physical thing when we experience physical symptoms. There's usually an underlying something there, mentally, emotionally, spiritually imbalanced, that's causing the physical issues.
Yes, yes. Oh, I love that. I love that. Because our emotions and our thoughts, that sends a huge message to our energy field, doesn't it?
Definitely.
Yes.
Definitely. It's all interconnected. And if we're not sending positive energy to our field, then, you know, just think about what that's going to create physically in our physical field, in our physical body, in our vessel. You know, I mean,
yes.
I have this, I wouldn't call it a belief. I'd say that what resonates with me is that we are spiritual beings having this experience in this physical vessel. And yes, we have to treat that physical vessel with love and respect and feed it good food, but we also have to feed that spiritual presence with good thoughts and good emotions and good, you know, good vibes and positive attitude and stuff like that. You know, it's all connected. You can't just eat good and have a crappy attitude and think that everything's going to be okay. Same thing. You can't just be positive all the time and eat, you know, McDonald's every day of the week. It's just, they both have to meet somewhere in the center.
Yes. Oh, I love that, Michael. Beautiful. I love that.
Kind of makes sense when you put it in a perspective like that, I think.
Yes. Yes. So tell us, do you teach classes, Michael? Do you offer classes?
I don't offer Reiki classes, but I incorporate Reiki sessions in my health coaching programs. And awesome. My thing is, I like to educate people, and I like to empower people to actually be the healer themselves. So they don't need a health coach, or they don't need a Reiki practitioner. I actually encourage people to be the Reiki practitioner, be the health coach, be the doctor for themselves that, you know, we're born to be. You know, we're born with a healing, this innate healing ability. And my mission is to actually help people remember this healing ability that we've been conditioned to forget through all of the programming from media and from, you know, from the TV and from music and movies and all this stuff. You know, we're programmed to talk to our doctor about every symptom that we have. And that creates a disconnect from our emotions and our thoughts and our physical body. And my mission is to actually bridge the gap that's been created and get people back to the wholeness and oneness that we need to heal our planet and to heal our bodies.
Oh, that is so fantastic, Michael. Could you take a moment, please, to share your website or contact information, how listeners could contact you about some coaching?
Yeah, definitely. The best place would be on my website, which is just my name, which is michaeltamez.com. That's michaeltamez.com. And that's where you can check out my book. You can see my health coaching, the services I offer. I have plenty of articles that I've written. All the articles I write are 100% written by me, and they come from my heart, and they're written with love. Every word behind them, I infuse my energy into them. So there's a lot of good stuff there. I have a really cool newsletter that I send out every other week, which you can sign up for as well on my website. And you can connect with me on various social media outlets also from my Connect tab on my website. So again, my website is michaeltamez.com.
Oh, thank you so much, Michael. Yes. I would love to chat now a little bit about, share with us what your other energy healing training has been. Tell us what that is, the Kahuna Arch. What is that, Michael?
Kahuna Arch, I actually discovered through a person that I attended my Reiki 1 and 2 attunement weekend intensive with. She told me about this course, and this lady was like, you have to check this course out. She said it's similar to Reiki, but more intense. And as immediately when she said that, I said, okay, I'm definitely going to check that out, because I always want, you know, like I was saying, I always want to go to the higher level. So I was like, yeah. Okay, definitely. So I looked it up. I did some research on it, and I signed up. I signed up for the next available course. And it's the same thing. It's a weekend intensive, and the cost is very similar to a Reiki attunement course. So it's like, okay, well, it's just like another level of energy healing training. So I was like, perfect. And this course was interesting because, so Kahuna Arch, Arch stands for Ancient Rainbow Conscious Healing, which is from Hawaii. And the concept behind it is that the rainbow, having the full spectrum of colors, has all the healing energy that's contained within the universe. And basically, the concept behind it is that you're tapping into that, just like when you do Reiki and you pull the white light from the universe, you're filtering it through your crown chakra, and it's going through your throat, heart, or your third eye, throat, and heart chakra, and then coming out of your palm chakras into the client. So the difference between Kahuna Arch and Reiki is that instead of it coming in through your chakras, out through your palms, is that you're putting your hands up into the universe, and you're grabbing this conscious light energy, and you're placing it directly onto the client on the area that you're working on. So it's like an undiluted version of the same universal life force energy. If that makes sense.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
So that's the difference between Reiki and Kahuna Arch, is that you're unfiltered, you're giving the client the energy unfiltered from the universe straight down. Mm-hmm. And it's definitely I wouldn't say more powerful, but it's different, and it's definitely, it has a different effect on different areas. And this is why I like to call myself an energy healing practitioner now, having been attuned to this Kahuna Arch, because both of them integrated together is a beautiful healing practice. And I don't specifically do Reiki, and I don't specifically do Kahuna Arch. I do a combination of both, because I find that they work very well together and they complement each other very well. Like sometimes I'll see the need to do a Reiki symbol and do a straight up Reiki position on someone's body. And then sometimes I'll feel the calling to do like a straight up Kahuna Arch down into the person in a specific area. And it's all based on intuition. I can't explain how that works. Yes. I just know what needs to be done and where it needs to be. And it usually ends up being a perfect synergy of both practices all in one throughout the Reiki session.
Yes, I love it. And that's such a great point to make, Michael, because, you know, you can be a Reiki practitioner, but you can bring in these other modalities. Myself, I just went through a training of 7 Sacred Flames Reiki taught by Anthony Wojnar. And it was so fun, so great. You know, as we do those other things, we can work those with our Reiki. I love that. I love that.
Exactly. And one of the reasons I don't like labeling myself as a master teacher or a Reiki teacher or anything, I like to just say that I'm a healing facilitator or healing practitioner, because I think labels really, a lot of the time when people don't have any concept of what Reiki even is, some people get turned off by labels. And when you call yourself a healer or, you know, a this or that, it's kind of, for one, it kind of seems intimidating to people. So I kind of just like to keep it neutral and say, look, I'm a healing facilitator. And if you're open to this energy, I'm willing to share it with you. And I think that's more of an authentic way to approach energy healing than saying, well, I'm a healer. Because I think, in my opinion, if you have to say you're a healer, then you authentically are not a healer. You're, you know, I don't know. I have a different understanding of what healing and what a healer is.
Yes.
To where if you are genuinely a healer, you don't need to label yourself as a healer. You just heal people, or you just share this energy with people, and you allow themselves to, you know, you allow the person to heal naturally.
Oh, I think that's a perfect description, Michael, healing facilitator.
Yeah.
Because it's true. And personally, I don't see myself as a healer. I see myself as just a vessel. So when I offer Reiki sessions, I don't charge for the Reiki. I charge for my time, because I'm not the Reiki. That's energy's coming through me. I love your attitude. This is just fantastic. Beautiful.
Yeah, thank you. And I encourage other Reiki practitioners out there to really take that on and just...
Yes.
Drop the healer from your title and just say, look, I'm a facilitator of healing. I want, because when you say you're a facilitator of something, your intention is more, it occurs that it's more more genuine and more receivable, and people are more generally open to receiving it when you're just like, here, I want to share something with you, not saying, well, I'm a healer and I want to do a session on you. And you know, it makes it more, it creates a better rapport with people, and it makes you look more authentic in the long run, I think. And that's my opinion.
I totally agree, Michael. I just, thumbs up. I love it. I love it. I see, as a Reiki practitioner, you know, serving others, not up here above them, you know.
Exactly.
Looking, I love it. You are fantastic. Oh my gosh, this is so fun. Well, everyone, I'm afraid we have to pop out for another break, but Michael and I will be right back. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Michael.
Sure.
Hello, everyone. Paula V here with Michael Temez. Oh, this has been so fun so far. We are in our final segment of chatting with Michael, and it's just been fantastic, his sharing about energy healing and so much more. Michael, before we go back into our discussion of energy healing, I would like you to share with the listeners a little bit of information about your book, Transformative Nutrition, It is such a fantastic book. I'd like you to share a little bit about that with us, please.
Yeah, sure, Paula. I wrote it based on my health transformation journey of 15 years, where I lost over 100 pounds. I reversed sleep apnea, like you were saying in the beginning, gum disease, all kinds of health issues that I had from being obese. And in it, I share everything that I learned over the course of all those years. And I give people the tools to take their health back into their hands. And it incorporates so many different areas of holistic health. And energy healing is one of them. And it's only one of the pieces of the puzzle that I was talking about earlier. And my book is basically about creating a masterpiece in your life, and not just your physical health, not just health in general, but every area. It's about making every area of your life work, making your finances healthy, your career healthy, your relationships healthy, your spirituality healthy, your home cooking healthy, your physical activity healthy. So it's putting all the ingredients together and making an amazing meal. You know, that's what my book is all about, and it's very powerful, and it has people really get to the underlying stuff that they're dealing with, as I was mentioning earlier. And the tools that I share in the book can really, really help people transform whatever they're dealing with when it comes to their health and their life. And I wrote it based on, like I said, all of my experience, but also I infused a lot of the health coaching sessions that I've had with my clients. Some of the things that I've learned from that, and some of the things that people have shared with me. I wrote it to create the possibility of people having incredible breakthroughs with anything that they're struggling with when it comes to their health and their life. And yeah, it's available on my website, like I said, michaeltemez.com. And I really want, you know, I wanted to have people bridge the gap between what's going on in their body and the thoughts that they're having and the emotions that they're feeling. So that's one of the main intentions of the book, is to get people understanding how it's all connected and how they can address their physical symptoms by digging deep within and finding out what the underlying cause of it is.
Yes, I love it. I love it. It's a fantastic book.
Thank you.
It's a great read, and so much for anyone. Anyone can gain from this book. Well, Michael, I'd like to go back now to talking about energy work, being an energy practitioner. You know, we have so much fun as a practitioner and you know, offering Reiki to others, animals. I'd like you to chat a little bit about, to listeners out there that may be considering becoming a practitioner, what would you say as a practitioner, not talking about what we offer to others, but as a practitioner, when we take that step and we open up that door, how does that change a life personally for us physically, mentally? Any thoughts on that line, Michael?
You mean how, as a practitioner, how it
yes.
changes?
Yes, yes.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It opens up a realm of possibility that, you know, we never really knew existed. Because when, you know, when you decide to be attuned to Reiki or any energy healing practice for that matter, you're agreeing to be one of the facilitators of healing on the planet. Because, you know, we have a dire need for healing in the world right now. And there's a lot of, you know, quote, light workers out there. And I don't necessarily term myself as a light worker, but I see myself as a major contributing factor to healing the planet. And if, you know, if you're considering becoming a Reiki practitioner, I really encourage you to take that on. Take on being a vessel of healing for people in your life, in your personal life, your friends, your family, you know, in your professional life, your coworkers, the people you meet on the street, passing this energy along to people so that people can feel, you know, inspired and and feel the love, you know, because when it all comes down to it, that energy that we're talking about, that Reiki consists of, is just love. I mean, it's love. We're all connected through love. Love is the healing force that has the potential to reunite everybody on the planet through the spiritual essence that we are. And in uniting through the spiritual essence, then we can start, you know, reconnecting physically and bridge the gap between all these religious wars that we have going on and all the hate and all the terrorist stuff going on. You know, this is the thing that's missing right now in the world, is the love. Yes. And I encourage you to take that love and spread it relentlessly everywhere you can. And because that's what it's going to take to heal our planet. So, you know, when you become an energy healing practitioner, you really become part of this consciousness. So when you make people aware of this consciousness, that's when things can really, the healing can really occur. So I that's my advice with that. And
beautiful.
You know, it's something incredible when you really delve into it.
Yes. And wouldn't you say one person, an individual, I mean, we can make a difference. We can, by opening up to that and changing the vibration or the energy. Others do feel it, and the world feels it, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. I think every person makes a difference in the world, and every action, every thought even. I mean, it's kind of like a ripple effect. And when you make a drop in the water, you know, and every single thing that goes on in our life, every choice we make, everything we do, even every food we eat, everything we say, everything is all connected to how we create our life based on all of those actions and all of those thoughts and all of those emotions we feel. Mm-hmm. And when you become present to that, then you can share that awareness with other people. And then when they become aware of it, then they might start really assessing how they're living and how they're thinking and feeling, because that's what really determines the type of life that we live and how we are, how we be in the world with people and with situations and with ourselves and our health and our body and our life. It's just so interconnected. And the energy healing concept, Reiki, Kahuna Arch, whatever it may be, Karuna Reiki, all these different modalities, Qigong, Tai Chi, Prana, all these different concepts are basically essentially the same thing. And that's universal love. And, you know, spreading it around, that's like the essence of who we are and what we're meant to do. We're meant to be, you know, loving creatures and in harmony with each other. And that's what I really encourage people to have that intention when you're, you know, considering doing Reiki or any energy healing training, is to really bridge the gap between the fear and the love.
Oh, that's beautiful, Michael. Thank you so much. Oh my gosh, I love it. Now that you have written your book and you're where you're at with your training and being a healing facilitator, what do you see for your future, Michael? Do you see another book down the road, or just continuing with your healing, your coaching, anything you're going to expand on? Or do you feel like you've really found your passion and you really love this spot that you're in?
You know, I feel like I'm finding my passion every day.
Oh, I love that. Oh.
It's, yeah, I mean, yes, books, yes, workshops, yes, courses, yes to all of it. I have no idea when. I just know that everything that I put out, every article that I write, every blog post that I do, everything that I share on my social media comes from my heart and is infused with love. And that's what I want to continue to do. Whether I write a book tomorrow or 5 years from now, I'm just going to continue infusing everything I do with the love in my heart and get, you know, this energy out there for healing and peace and love and all of it, and health and wellness and abundance in every area of people's lives.
Oh, I love that, Michael. So heads up to all of the listeners. You have love coming your way from Michael and myself. This show is infused with love. It doesn't get better than that, does it?
Lots of love. That's exactly this show.
Yes, yes. Well, with a few more minutes left in the show, Michael, what would you say to the listeners, something they could do starting today to perhaps tune into that higher energy level or that more positive mindset or that healthier attitude? Any words of wisdom that on that note that you'd like to share with us?
Oh, absolutely. I would say really, really become present to what you focus on a daily basis, even on an hourly or even just like at every moment, because we tend to focus on what's not working in our life, and we focus on the negative things or aspects about ourselves that we don't like. For example, we might look in the mirror and say, "Oh, you're fat, you're ugly, you're inadequate, you're stupid." These are the kind of negative conversations, thought patterns that we have going on that keep us from reaching our highest potential. They keep us from realizing our true self. And I highly recommend every day focusing on some things that you love about yourself, things that work in your life, things that you've accomplished that you're proud of. Because when you focus more on these amazing things about yourself, I guarantee you, you're going to create more of those things, more of those amazing opportunities for yourself. Things are going to open up for you that you never knew it could possibly happen. And that's why I highly recommend focusing on what you love about yourself more than anything. And if you have to keep a journal of things, write it down every day, just do it, because that's some really powerful stuff, and it works. It's incredibly effective.
Oh, I love that. I love that. So focus on what we love about ourselves. Focus on the positives in our life. Stay away from, you know, what we don't like or what angers us, or
yes, all the drama, all the negativity, yes, all of the fear going on in our world, in the media and on TV and on the radio, all of that. It's just designed to keep you from experiencing the highest level of yourself. So stay away from any of that drama and negativity and focus on what is amazing in your life right now. Wow. And that's going to create more of what's amazing in your life right now, and you can keep adding on to that. And from there, you know, who knows? No, we are infinite. We are beings of infinite possibility.
Oh, I love that. I love that. And we can all connect to that, can't we, Michael?
Oh, we can. In every area of our life, we have the potential to create whatever we want in our life and in our world. And focusing on the beauty and what works in our life is really, really can open up the potential to that, to creating more of it.
And isn't that exciting? I mean, when you think about that and you focus on that every day, oh my gosh, you start your day with excitement and joy.
Oh, I'll tell you what, you know, it's so much more powerful to start the day with writing down a few things that you're grateful for than to wake up and say, well, oh, I didn't get enough sleep. I feel like crap today. I mean, that just the energy difference in the two really sets the tone for the whole day. And I'm not kidding you. The whole day could either be destructive by having a negative thought first thing in the morning, or it could be incredibly creative by having a beautiful thought of what you're, I'm glad I have hands to write today. I'm glad I have eyes to see. I mean, it could start with something so cheesy like that, but that's what creates more abundance.
Yes. Oh, it's so true and so powerful and so fantastic that we can make that choice for ourselves. I just get so excited.
It's a conscious choice, and I highly encourage people to make that conscious choice, because it will make a difference in your life.
Yes, yes. Oh, Michael, this has been so fantastic. I have to say again, I am so honored to have you on the show today and share you with all of my fantastic listeners. I'm so grateful.
Likewise, Paula, it's been an absolute pleasure, you know, talking about this amazing stuff that we've been talking about.
Oh, you are so welcome. It's been so great. And to all of my listeners out there, love, hugs, and blessings. To everyone in the U.S. and around the world, I just am so grateful to have you with me every week. Michael, thank you. Goodbye. Goodbye, everyone.
Thank you.